what has unfolded throughout these 2 months of campaign is that this constitutional making process has moved away from the core issue to actually auditing the performance of the Kibaki government over the past 3 years. A lot of people were asking questions about some of the promises that the government had made at campaign period. These included the creation of 500,000 jobs a year, construction of 150,000 houses, the elimination of corruption, and issues like that, a lot of people think the government has not succeeded in actually tackling them and solving them. And I think it says a lot about what is going to happen in the next 2 years. It all depends on how the president can recover from this defeat and basically call for reconciliation with the rest of the other people and get things moving.
Now, as far as having another draft constitution, how soon can another draft be formulated and what elements do you feel should be entailed in a new draft constitution?
Well, what happens now is that with this defeat of the referendum, we go back to the current constitution, which, as you know, was formatted during the colonial times. The Orange Team has made it clear that they would like to revert to the Bomas draft, which was actually the so-called people-driven draft, which was agreed upon at a conference last March. The draft is ready. Obviously, there are some few issues that will need to be sorted out, mainly the contentious issues in terms of the powers of the executive, the devolution of power, and also issues of gender equality, land acquisition and distribution. These are the issues that will need to be tackled in the Bomas draft. And I think they will need, first of all, small consultative meeting between the key players and possibly taking it back to the delegates who deliberated on it so that they can give it a stamp of approval.